So metta, some more quotes from the sutta, which we'll read later on. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world. Wow, that is a very large imagination of this kindness. And sometimes we don't feel like we can really encapsulate and embody that, but it becomes our intention, our aspiration. So what kind of love is metta? It doesn't require reciprocity. It doesn't depend on how others treat us or how others meet or don't meet the needs and demands that we put out there. It's not an exchange. Sharon Salzberg, who's written this wonderful book called Loving Kindness, The Revolutionary Art of Happiness, and it's on our resource list, she describes metta this way. The spirit of metta is unconditional, open, and unobstructed. Like water poured from one vessel to another, metta flows freely, taking the shape of each situation without changing its essence. A friend may disappoint us. She may not meet our expectations, but we do not stop being a friend to her. We may, in fact, disappoint ourselves, may not meet our own expectations, but we do not cease to be a friend to ourselves. Metta, and this for me is one of the most important pieces, doesn't have to pretend that things are other than the way they are. Each of the Brahma Viharas has a near enemy and a far enemy. The others will talk about that later on. The far enemy of metta is anger or ill will. It seems really obvious because one's heart can't really hold both love and ill will at the same time. But the near enemy of metta is attachment and desire. Attachment breeds separation from those we aren't attached to and a fear of loss of the connection from those we are attached to. So true metta doesn't have that trait of attachment. It's bigger than attachment. And attachment is actually a shift away from the loving kindness of metta and a move toward greed and grasping. Metta isn't defeated by changing circumstances in life. It isn't only present when things are going fine. The quality of friendliness can withstand the presence of loss, anger, joy, all the changes of emotions and states of mind. It's like what I offered earlier, my example of just that worried state of mind. The friendliness could still be present. It doesn't mean that if someone is mistreating you that you ignore it and act as if nothing's happening. You can create physical distance between you and the other person, but you can still bring kindness or compassion to that other person. A sense of that friendliness and compassion for the state of their mind that allows them to mistreat others. I have found that it can be easy to misinterpret why we offer phrases of kindness towards others. In the early days of my practice, I was really confused. And I thought somehow that these phrases were akin to this process of affirmations that many people used to do 30 or 40 years ago. You know, the kind of idea that the phrases themselves were imbued with some kind of power that was going to bring the wishes included in the phrases and make them actually reality. I was taken back to a time of being a little girl who kept on trying to make my mom happy. She was very depressed, and it never worked. And so I kept on asking, well, how do these phrases work? You know, if I wish you happiness, are you going to be happy? You know, well, it took me some years of practice. I think sometimes I'm a little slow in my process here to understand that the purpose of the phrases of the concentration practice, offering these phrases to different beings, is to tenderize my own heart. That's what this is all about. It's allowing me to reduce some of my defensiveness, the armor around my own heart, so that I can greet the world with softness, with friendliness, standing next to. Again, to quote Sharon Salzberg, she says that the meditation practices of the Brahma Viharas help us to find union within ourselves and with the world outside. Eventually, we see that literally there is no inside and outside. The one is just one. She continues with these words, our potential as human beings is measureless. It's vast, unfathomable. Our minds are incredibly dynamic, powerful, energetic force fields. Realizing these realities is the ground for seeing that what we care about and what we do with our minds and hearts really makes a difference. When we practice the Brahma Viharas, we benefit ourselves, and by that process of softening and building friendliness, we also benefit all of life. As we begin our first meditation, I'll be sharing some phrases for you to use. And I'll share with you the ones I'm currently using. But again, if other phrases fit better, feel free to substitute those. We start with offering metta phrases to someone in your life who's really easy to care for. There's just no hesitation. When this person comes to mind, your heart just very easily goes to a place of affection and care. It's the beginning of that tenderizing process. We start where it's easy and flows smoothly. There's plenty of time for us to add more challenging ones. So we start with our, as we work with these phrases, we either start with ourselves or an easy person. Then we move on to a benefactor, then a neutral person, and then a difficult person. Tuwari Salah, one of our guiding teachers, says that whenever she's doing metta, she always includes herself at the end. Some people start with offering the phrases to themselves. But for some, that's not an easy place to start. So as you make this practice your own after today, you'll find the order that works best, whether you start with yourself or someone really easy to care about, and perhaps you end with yourself. So for this set, I will include all of the categories. And I'm asking that you start with no folks that are too challenging. At this point in the day, we're just starting the process. Another few comments about making the phrases your own. As I said earlier, and we all know, words matter. And if these words that I'm going to offer don't work for you, just bring up your own. My phrases have changed over the years. And sometimes, you know, I just develop all new ones. The ones that I've most often been given by other teachers start with the phrase, may I or you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. So I used that for many years, but then a couple years ago, whenever I would say that, I got into this whole analytical process of asking myself, well, where does safety come from? Is safety conditional? I found myself getting really lost in these questions about safety. And what did I need protection from? While the investigation was helpful, it was not helpful while I was doing the Brahma Vihara practice. So I stopped including that phrase for a long time. But then I realized that just like with the example I shared earlier this morning about fretting and bringing friendliness to the hindrance of worry, I realized that it's the practice itself where safety is found. So when I say the phrase of being safe and protected, I'm referring to the harm that comes from believing the worrisome thoughts or the angry thoughts or the beliefs that I'm not good enough or whatever those negative, untrue mind garbage that we all generate. And of course, there are also real issues of safety in the real world and the external conditions. Another phrase that I've used for years is, may you be healthy and vital. A couple of years ago, I was part of an end-of-life support group for a man who was dying. SIMS has a death and dying support organization that we offer that. And every time we met with him, he asked that we do the metta phrases. But wishing him in the last week's days of his life to be healthy and vital seemed really inappropriate. So during those sessions, I changed that phrase to, may I tap into the level of energy and vitality that is accessible to me? Now, it's kind of a lengthy sentence, and it worked in that situation. I won't be using it today, but I offer this example just as finding those phrases that really work for you. And it's helpful if they're simple, so you don't have to work very hard to remember them. For our sit this morning, these are the phrases I'll be offering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. I will be repeating those many times, so I don't think you're going to need to write them down, but if that's useful for you, feel free to. So one of the things about practicing with the Brahma Viharas is it's really important to be comfortable. Often in our meditation postures, sometimes we're feeling awfully rigid or we're not, you know, we're sitting in how we think we ought to be sitting, you know, really upright and everything's just right. If you need to for this, you know, feel free to change your posture. Maybe even stand up and do a little stretching or moving around, and then come back and take a really comfortable, relaxed posture. Feel yourself arriving and settling in. I'm going to be starting our sit by reading the Metta Sutta, and I will share it on my screen. At least I thought I was going to. Let's try this one more time. Well, it's not easily available, so that's okay. So as you settle and get in a comfortable posture, and know that you have arrived here, there have been a lot of words shared, and I'm going to share again, the full Metta Sutta, just as offering it as our inspiration, as our aspiration, setting the tone for what we're doing here. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So first, we will be bringing someone to mind who is really easy to care about. Perhaps a dear or beloved friend, a sibling, someone you feel so at home with, trusting and at ease. It's best if the person is not someone you feel sexual desire for. These phrases help us distinguish between metta and any feelings of desire. So bring that person to mind, offering the fullness of your kindness and care, enveloping them in the kindness and friendliness. No need to struggle or try to manufacture a feeling of love. Simply we'll repeat the phrases with a sincere intention of wishing them well in these ways. By offering these phrases, we are planting the potent seeds of intention and trust that nature will take its own course. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Thank you. for this person who is so easy to care about. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Whatever thoughts and emotions arise, it's no problem. We continue to offer these phrases and we trust that nature will take its own course. We are planting seeds of intention of kindness. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Noticing how nice it feels to offer those phrases of care and affection and kindness to someone that you care about, someone that you feel so at home with. For some, we are just learning these phrases, so we'll be moving to the next category. When you do this at home, you will probably be spending more time with each. So the second category is a benefactor. Someone that you feel really strong respect, gratitude for. Perhaps a teacher, a Dhamma teacher, a Dhamma friend. Sharon Salzberg says that traditionally it is taught that if the benefactor you choose is still alive, it will deepen the level of concentration you can attain. But it can be someone who is no longer alive. Recall all the ways this person has been helpful to you and to your practice, to your life. How this person in both practical and inspirational ways has been a source of goodness in your life. And again, as with the first person of someone who's easy to care about, it's best if this person is not someone you feel sexual desire for, so that we continue to understand and practice with metta that is separate from feelings of desire. Recalling the different ways this person has been helpful to you, the contributions they've made to you and your world, to your practice. Recalling the goodness in them. And as with the first person, you are enveloping them in your wishes for their ease and happiness. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. If images are helpful to you, bringing up the image of this person and feeling and seeing how you can envelop wrap them in all of these wishes for ease and happiness and safety. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Moving on from the person easy to care about and the benefactor, the third category we often use is a neutral person. Someone you tend to see occasionally, perhaps a favorite checkout person at a store, or your mail delivery person, someone you don't have much relationship with and doesn't stimulate a lot of feelings in you. There's really no intense feelings one way or another. But this neutral person, kind of representative of so many neutral people in the world, just wishing them well, wanting them to be happy just as you want to be happy. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. For this neutral person, may you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Moving on to the next category, we include a difficult person. For today, and when you're just starting with some of these practices, it's probably best to just find somebody who the difficulty is relatively mild. Not starting with someone who hurt you deeply, someone who you consider an enemy. Just approaching the difficult people gradually, softly. It can be challenging. There are a few suggestions for how to work with this. One is, as you imagine this person, see if you can imagine them as an infant or as a very young child. Sometimes that's an easier way to access the sense of friendliness and well wishes. The second suggestion comes from Rainier Maria Rilke, the poet, from his selected letters. This is a quote from him. It says, "Perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses who are only waiting to see us act beautiful and brave. Perhaps everything terrible is in its deepest being something that needs our love." And a third suggestion for dealing with difficult people is to remember that each of us is someone's difficult person. When I think of that, it always brings a smile to my face, and it makes it a little easier to send these phrases to a difficult person. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. Recognizing that even identifying the difficult person might stimulate some difficult emotions that arise. Acknowledge that they're there and try as best as you are able to stay with the phrases. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. keeping the words of the Metta Sutta in our hearts and minds. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even though this person that you've brought up may have done harm to you. We're finding that sense of friendliness, we're trying to stand close to that experience, that person. Just imagining it. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. And going to, for this morning, our last category of ourselves. For some of you, you might always start with yourself and others might end. And with a soft, welcoming, friendly heart, we bring ourselves into this space of enveloping ourselves in these wishes for goodwill, ease, happiness, peace, safety. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. There are words attributed to the Buddha to the sense that there is no one more deserving of your wishes for happiness, safety, and ease than yourself. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. We have about 10 more minutes of the sit. Feel free to go back to one of the other categories, stay with yourself, whatever feels best for you. And I'll share the phrases one last time and then be quiet for the last 10 minutes. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. It is said in the suttas that when the liberation of mind through loving kindness is practiced, developed, resorted to, used as one's vehicle, made one's foundation, steadied, consolidated, and perfected, there are 11 benefits that can be expected. First, one sleeps happily. Two, one wakes happily. Three, one has no bad dreams. Four, one is loved by others. Five, one is loved by non-humans. Six, one is guarded by devas. Seven, fire, poison, or sword won't touch one. Eight, one's mind becomes concentrated quickly. Nine, one's complexion becomes clear. 10, one dies with a mind free from confusion. 11, if no higher attainment is reached, one is reborn in the Brahma realms. Thank you all for your practice.